This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun.
On a Friday, it is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And once we get past all the political assassination talk, it's going to end up being a blast of a day. So yes, we are going to address this Lee Zeldin, Kathy Hochul, attempted political assassination. We're going to address why this happened, why this is going to become a trend in this country. Things are changing. And then once we get past all that, we'll make fun of Dr. Fauci. We have asked Dr. Jesse questions. I mean, some guy wants his woman to take his name, his last name, and she doesn't want to. Someone else wants to know about a helicopter story for me. The welfare state, is that what's destroying the family? We have Democrats turning into Republicans. We have someone wanting me to run for office. What's wrong with you? Someone wants to know if I would join Trump or the DeSantis administration. All that and much more coming tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to any of the questions, and we're going to do 3 hours of questions, don't worry. Let's talk about the ugly side of life for a minute. And, well, you know what? Before we get to ugliness, let's talk about blessings. We talked a little bit about this last night. And we've talked about this before, you and me. We, as Americans, have lived a life that is blessed. That is blessed beyond belief. But before we even get to politics, I want to go to combat deaths or atrocities in America. You ever heard of the Boston Massacre? Boston Massacre. You probably have heard of it. If you American history buffs know exactly what it is. Of course, the name rings a bell. But the Boston Massacre, one of the things that really sparked the American Revolution, the Boston Massacre. Massacre! The massacre! My goodness, a massacre! You know how many people were killed in the Boston Massacre? Well, they shot five of them. I remember that. Five of them died. That was a massacre. Five people. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want the government killing anybody. That's bad. I mean, all those lives were precious too, but massacre? You know what? Let's set that aside. Let's get even more offensive as we examine how blessed we've been as a country. Let's talk about combat deaths. Do you know the grand total of American combat deaths hovers around 2 million? I forget exactly what the number is, but I mean in every conflict from the American Revolution all the way up to present. Keep in mind, in the Civil War, 600 some thousand were all considered to be Americans, but we're not gonna break it down. Let's not do that. Let's call it 2 million, right? It's less than that, but let's call it 2 million. I want you to do me a favor right now. While you're listening to the sound of my voice, I want you to look up France deaths, World War I. Do you know that France lost 1.3 million soldiers in one world war alone? Now, I'm not going to break down all the numbers for casualties and massacres and things like that. But look, even things that to this day bring tears to our eyes about terrorist attacks on U.S. soil, like 9/11, right? 3,000 people, everyone, obviously, I know you remember 9/11. I remember standing in my barracks room in the Marines with tears coming down my face. And we look at that day as something uniquely horrific, and it is uniquely horrific to us. It is. It will always make me angry. It will always make me want to hurt somebody. I can't help that. However, 3,000 people, that's called Wednesday in a lot of African countries, in the Middle Eastern countries. We have lived, for a lot of different reasons, we have lived a life of blessings in this country. And part of that life of blessing has been relative peace between political opponents. I mean, I honestly, that's why I love history so much. It gives me so much perspective on things. I'll be frank with you, not to be disrespectful, I laugh when I hear Americans complain, "Oh, I don't like this discourse. I wish we could all get along. Politics has gotten so nasty." Politics has gotten so nasty? We have one of, if not the most peaceful political environments in the history of the world. In the history of the world. We don't have people getting stabbed on the Senate floor. We don't have political opponents assassinating each other yet. We'll get to that in a minute. One guy calling his political opponent names is not nasty political discourse. We have had I don't care how old you are, for your entire lifetime, we have had an absurdly peaceful political process in this country. Absurdly. If you think this is nasty, I would strongly suggest you open up a history book and look at the history of the world. This is not nasty, but it's going to be. Things are changing, and it's going to be very difficult for all of us to accept, myself included. I'm not setting myself outside of that. For all of us, it's going to be difficult to accept communists trying to assassinate Republicans is now simply going to be the norm in the United States of America. And there will eventually be some Republican pushback with attempts to assassinate them. That's simply how it goes. Wasn't that long ago, Steve Scalise and a bunch of GOP congressmen almost got murdered on a practice field because some deranged Bernie Sanders supporter got mad about their politics, grabbed the weapon, went down, sought them out, and tried to kill them all. Then Trump supporters were assassinated and or assaulted for 4 years. I know you didn't read about that. Go look it up. Murdered, political murders across the spectrum. Now, the latest and greatest, Lee Zeldin, Republican, obviously, as you know, running for governor, New York, against Kathy Hochul. Somebody tried to take him out yesterday with what looks like a punch dagger to me. You know what a punch dagger is? Well, you know what brass knuckles are. You know what brass knuckles are. You put them on your fingers. Believe me, you don't want to get hit by brass knuckles. They go over your four fingers. You hit somebody with it, it's like you're hitting somebody with a cinder block. Well, they have little punch dagger versions of those with little daggers that come out the end. Lee Zeldin, there's video of this. You can go look up the video if you want. It's nothing violent. It could have got violent, but guy comes up to Lee Zeldin. Lee Zeldin's out there on the campaign trail. His attacker by the name, his name is David Jakubonis. He walked up to Zeldin when he was on stage. grabbed him. Bunch of veterans and cops jumped on the guy right away and took the guy down. But that's not even the end of the world. That's not the end of the world. There were two parts of this that are much more dangerous than the guy attacking Zeldin himself. Two parts that are much more dangerous, and they're the reason we're heading down a very dark road. One, you know how I've been saying we're sandwiched? The powers that be on the top constantly using this rhetoric. Nazi, far right extremist, white supremacist. That's what people like our senators, our president, our governors use this language all the time. And then we have this massive mentally ill bottom, the street communists. They hear the top using those words and they think they're on a righteous mission from God when they go out to do violence. Kathy Hochul, leading up to this campaign event, called Lee Zeldin what? Dangerous. A far right extremist. Some communist scumbag on the bottom with a punch dagger, time on his hands, and nothing to live for. He then takes those words as marching orders, and he chooses to go act on them. And remember this. Remember, always remember, as we deal with these communist scumbags, he thinks he's the good guy. When he stood there in front of Lee Zeldin and he slipped a punch dagger on his fingers and he walked up to Lee Zeldin to kill or hurt him, he thought he was the good guy. But that isn't even the most dangerous part. The most dangerous part isn't the attempted stabbing. It isn't Kathy Hochul talking him into doing it. I'll tell you what the most dangerous part is in just a moment. First, I'm going to tell you to take a moment, less than 10 minutes, and switch your cell phone carrier from Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile. It's time to switch. It's time to stop funding the people who hate us. And I could sit here and I could tell you about Pure Talk being on the same great 5G network as one of the big guys. And I can tell you about how you're going to save a fortune and their CEO's a Vietnam veteran. And I like all those things. Those are all good things. The truth is, I want you to switch to Pure Talk because I want you to stop funding people who hate your freaking guts. Verizon hates you. T-Mobile spits in your face every day, and we pay them for the privilege. Pure Talk has never done anything like that and will never. From your cell phone, dial #250, say Jesse Kelly, and that'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
Is the hardest thing.
We also know that as our economy has come roaring back, we've seen some price increases. Some folks have raised worries that this could be a sign of persistent inflation. But that's not our view. Our experts believe, and the data shows, that most of the price increases we've seen were expected and are expected to be temporary.
That was Joe Biden from 1 year ago. Woo, nailed it. It's the Jesse Kelly Show, and we're going to get to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions and Fauci and all these things, but I just want to finish my thought. We as Americans have had such a peaceful political environment. We're going to struggle. You and me, we're going to struggle in the coming years with how violent it's about to become. You see, Kathy Hochul got up. She talked about Lee Zeldin, made him out to be some KKK nutbag, and then some violent, vile street communist decided he was going to try to do the right thing and be a good guy and go hurt or kill Lee Zeldin. He showed up with the intention to kill him or hurt him. But that's not the worst. It's not the worst that Kathy Hochul prompted it. It's not the worst that the guy attempted it. The worst thing is this. The guy has already been processed, and he could easily be listening to the sound of my voice free as a bird as he sits in his whatever dumpy apartment he currently lives in New York. He got released immediately. The political opponent of the Democrat governor had an attempt on his life. The guy who tried to kill the political opponent of the Democratic governor is already out free as a bird. He's riding the New York subway. He's eating hot dogs. He's living a totally free life. The reason we are going to have such an uglier, violent, vile political environment in the coming years is because this is now the norm in America. I don't want you to sit there and think, ah, he's picking on New York, he's picking on us. That's not true. This is a national thing now. The Department of Justice just did this. You know about the January 6th political prisoners who are still rotting in prison for nonviolent misdemeanors. The Department of Justice just took the Stephen Colbert staffers. Remember the Stephen Colbert staffers who were caught doing the same thing, trespassing? And dropped all the charges on them. Apparently, the Capitol Police are furious about the whole thing. We now have a justice system that is a protection racket for Democrats aimed only at Republicans. It's at your city level, state level, federal level. That is what we have in the United States of America. And that is exactly why I have told you time and time and time again, pack up and move. It's not because I'm trying to pull you out of the city you love. I'm not. I love it. It's because in the coming years, you don't have any protection. There's no safety left for you. There's no one on your side. Oh, but we got the cops. Do you? And even if you do have the cops now, which you undoubtedly do, once they're done purging all the cops who don't agree with them on everything, do you think you're going to have the cops in 10 years? Or do you think you're going to have a mobilized armed force of Democrats? Get out of the city. Get to a red area where you and your family have some semblance of protection from the state and where you're allowed to protect yourself. I've told you recently, you know, I get death threats all the time, right? I'm not complaining. That's just nature of doing the show. Remember, you can send your death threats and your love and your hate and your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. You can send those all to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Don't worry, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. I'm fine. But I live in a blood red area. You know what happens whenever we get death threats? We have to report them. So we have to call the police right away. We're required by law to do so. The cops show up immediately. They show up immediately to check in and make sure we're safe. And they immediately put us on close patrol. We are cloaked in police protection immediately the second there's a threat around here. And that combined with the fact that there is a Glock 19, as you can see on the simulcast, there is a Glock 19 at all times about 6 inches away from the front of my face as I do the show. We're quite armed around here, but still, I immediately have protection of the state. If, let's say something awful happened, and God forbid it does, but let's say something awful happened, and right now as you listen to the sound of my voice, somebody boots in the door of the studio, got a weapon in his hand. Let's say I happen to be faster and better than he is, which you never really know, but let's say I'm faster and better than he is, and I put him down. You know what happens where I live? Cops show up. Oh, he's inside your property? Oh, he's dead? Anyway, sorry about that, Mr. Kelly. We will get him scraped up and out of here for you. Might want to get these carpets clean. Thanks. You know what happens to you? You go away for years. Get out and get someplace where you and your family can be safe. All right. That's enough of that. It's enough of that nonsense. Let's get to... Look. We might as well start. Let's start diffusing bombs right away here, Chris. Email. My fiance is insistent on a hyphenated last name. I am not all right with this, but I love her. What would you do? Well, I have a little story like this in my own life. So I don't even have to give you a hypothetical. I have a little story like this. You know that when I got out of the Marines, I was still single and I moved down to Tucson, Arizona. That's where I began going to community college, the Harvard of the West. I was working construction and going to community college and just living my life and not doing that great with the whole PTSD thing, but we were working on it at the time. It's okay. It's neither here nor there. And I've told you this story before, how I ended up, I was so angry and violent at this point in my life. I didn't want to talk to girls. I mean, I'm 23 years old and I just wanted to be left alone, right? Just hurt people. Until finally one day, girl turns around in my community college class. Not somebody I would be attracted to at all. I'm being nice, Chris. I'm being nice. That was nice. It was nice. Yeah, that's exactly right, Chris. She's for the Army. Anyway, turns around and she asks if I'm dating anybody. And I almost lied and told her I was. But instead, I said, no, I'm not. Oh, you'd be perfect for my roommate. I'm not sure about that. My roommate's on the University of Arizona gymnastics team. You know what? I actually will very much meet your roommate. I just changed my mind, and I would like to meet her very, very much. Big gymnastics fan. Okay, so whatever. So from there, you were dating, asked her to marry me, so on and so forth. Then a little issue came up. I'll explain. Take you down, let the river flow.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, I'm already here. Please keep playing it, Chris. Chris, I've decided on top of the air drums, I decided I'm going to start doing a lot more singing. And I brought this up to the wife, and let's just say she wasn't encouraging about it at all. In fact, she's had some really hurtful things to say, but I decided people need to hear more melodies, more sweet melodies. I can't sing at all, but it's going to be fun. All right. Remember, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're going to get into some Fauci. We're going to make fun of Fauci here in just a second. And the level of deceit that's still out there right now. But the guy emailed a question in about loves his fiance, wants to hyphenate her last name, asks what I do. I've done it. Well, this is what I've done. I met the wife. She was on the University of Arizona gymnastics team when I met her, and she was still on the gymnastics team when I married her. I think she had a year or two left. I don't remember. All these dates blend together to me. But it was a discussion that came up. Here she is. Her last name was Taylor at the time. Here she is. She in the like when you're an athlete, they market you. So Aubrey Taylor was on walls. It was on little gymnastics things that were on billboards in town. It was Aubrey Taylor, Aubrey Taylor, Aubrey Taylor. So she, I mean, she's not some feminist, obviously, but she said, hey, maybe it would be better if we delayed the whole name change thing until I'm done with college. No. The answer is no. And look, fellas, I'm just gonna speak to you right, just gonna give it to you right between the eyes here. I know you love her, and I'm glad you love her. Put a ring on her finger, give her a bunch of babies, give her a good life. That's good. Buy her flowers. I love all that. She don't take your name. She don't take your ring. Period. That is how marriage works in this country. That is the marriage tradition. The woman will leave her father and mother, and she will become yours, all right? She takes the man's name, and we don't have to remake the entire planet just because everything else has been remade in this daggone world. And this is what happens. You think to yourself, and look, this is normal for dudes. Well, it's normal for women, too. You think, if I have a big fight over something, I'm going to lose her. And ladies, I know you think this too. If I have a big fight, if I tell him I don't like him leaving his socks on the floor, he's going to get mad and I'm going to lose him. Maybe. I'm not saying that can't happen. You need to have big fights. Even if it's a big fight over a last name, you need to have big fights and work things out. The answer to the hyphenated last name is no. Okay? That's the answer to the hyphenated last name, no. Know my name, know my ring. We are not going to sit and allow every decent part of our society to be remade because of some I am woman, hear me war crap that has taken over this society. It's unbelievable. Women and men, they're not the same. Here, hold on. Wait, you ready? Women and men, they're not equal either. Nobody's equal. Equality's a myth. Men aren't equal to other men. Women aren't equal to women. Everyone's built differently. Equality is a myth. Where we've been sold this lie time and time again that our society should be what? We should be equal and we should be tolerant and we shouldn't discriminate. Why? I love intolerance and I love discriminating against people and we're not equal anyway. We don't discriminate, really? You don't have any idea how many people we interviewed for, you remember Michael's been here, what, 6 months to a year now? You have any idea how many people we interviewed? Up, gone. Up, idiot. Up, loser. Up, not a chance. I was the most discriminatory guy in the world. Guess what we have now? A gold mine here that fit right in with the team because I'm not tolerant and because I do discriminate. Yes. If I ever put out the call for a job and you show up dressed like some dirtball with food stains on your t-shirt and 9,000 piercings in your face and you have tattoos all over your neck and your hands and you tell me your preferred pronouns right when we meet, guess what? You're not getting the job. Intolerance is underrated. Discriminating against various things is underrated. We've been so tolerant, we now live in a country where boys think they're girls and girls think they're boys. We live in a country where the female athlete of the year in the NCAA still has a penis. We live in that country now because for so long we have turned the other cheek. We have been tolerant. We have been accepting. Oh, just a little bit more here. Oh, I don't want to have a fight. Just a little more here. A little more there. Oh, I don't want this to be uncomfortable. No. I'm ready for uncomfortable. I'm ready to have a fight. Let's have a fight. We've been way, way too nice. Now it's mean time. Now is my time. Now it's my turn. Speaking of meantime, Dr. Fauci, Fauci got COVID, of course. I mean, what a shock. This vaccine, really, it is something else. He's had about 19,000 injections, still got sick, and there's a lot of talk anymore. Maybe you've heard this talk about long COVID. You know what? It's a little bit long, but I want to play this for you. Listen.
The reason I'm still worried about it is because of long COVID. And you mentioned your own COVID-19 infection. Have you noticed anything sort of strange since you've recovered from COVID-19? And more specifically, I guess, what is the NIH doing to sort of research these long COVID symptoms that vary? There are like 50 different symptoms that some people...
just pause here. Sorry to interrupt. You know, I get like this sometimes. How hilarious is it that Dr. Fauci is still being interviewed by supposed journalists for his expertise on COVID-19? No one has been more wrong than Dr. Fauci about this thing every step of the way, and still 2 years after being wrong about every single thing, he gets interviewed as if it's God's own voice.
People have claimed that they've gotten. How would we ever get around that?
Okay, two questions, good questions. I'll take them one at a time. I was fortunate and am fortunate in that I recovered completely, and right now I feel essentially normal. I don't have any residual effects of fatigue or any of the other things. That doesn't mean that other people might not get it, because as you said correctly, varying percentages of people, anywhere from 5 to up to 30% or more people, have lingering symptomatology. I mean, ranging from, you know, rather severe fatigue upon exercise, which normally would not cause
long COVID. Sorry. I'm going to keep playing this, but one of the symptoms of long COVID is fatigue after after a lot of exercise, which is so strange. Gosh, that is really weird that that's one of the symptoms of COVID, because one of the top complaints among athletes and amongst the hard-charging infantry and special operations guys I know in the military is once they receive their double vaccine, now they can't PT anymore. They can't work out anymore. They get exhausted really quickly. So a vaccine symptom is the same as the long COVID symptom. I'm sure there's nothing there. Anyway.
Fatigue, sleep disturbances, inability to concentrate or focus. What the NIH, together with the CDC...
Yeah, I've heard enough of that, liar. Long COVID symptoms are vaccine symptoms. All right. Somebody wants to know about my experience with helicopters. And we'll talk a little bit about this climate change death cult in just a moment. But speaking of climate change death cult, just hold on that for just a second. Do you remember how they have told you every single step of the way that the climate's going to end, the earth is going to end, things are going to warm, things are going to cool? And it's always been the scientists who've told you that. And now we've been lied to by pharmaceutical companies during COVID and the FDA during COVID. Maybe it's time to accept the experts don't actually know anything. You know, I had allergy medication for years. Since I was 10 years old, I've been on allergy medication. And I always heard, no, this one works better. No, this one's better. Oh, this one's doctor approved. And none of it ever actually solved my allergies. I never got rid of my allergies until I got an Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Maybe it's time we go find our own solutions for things. Eden Pure is selling 3 packs of this miraculous Eden Pure Thunderstorm to my listeners. 3-pack for under $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3, that's Jesse and the number 3, gets you a 3-pack, $200 off. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Staring slowly across the sky.
What, Chris? I told what? Why are you turning it down? Don't turn it down. I was singing. Gosh. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You know what we need right now? That's the bar. The Browning automatic rifle. You gotta let it eat, Chris. Let it eat. Senate Secretary Granholm, just remember, as you pay those power bills you can't afford, as you pay gas prices you can't afford, as you watch your standard of living evaporate in front of your eyes, remember, it's all going according to plan.
Right now, we are witnessing the beginning of one of the most significant events in human history, the clean energy transition. It is long overdue, and it can't progress fast enough.
Long overdue and can't progress fast enough. Yes, you're being wiped out. Yes, of course. But you have to understand, in the mind of our betters. This is all simply necessary. And do I need to play it for you again? I think I will. Jane Goodall, World Economic Forum, referencing how all of our problems would be solved if we just return the Earth's population to what it was 500 years ago, where the Earth's population was 90% less than it is now. Understand something. Climate change activism, whether it's Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Kathy Hochul, Eric Adams, AOC, Gavin Newsom, no matter who it is, any and all climate change activism is a call for genocide on a level the world has never seen before. And they would all, just like every other genocidal maniac, they would all think they're the good guy while they were killing billions with a B.
We cannot hide away from human population growth because, you know, it underlies so many of the other problems. All these things we talk about wouldn't be a problem if there was the size of population that there was 500 years ago.
How are you going to do that, Jane? I mean, hey, how are you going to do that, Jane? I mean, think about it like this. Before we go into the Ask Dr. Jesse question, I want you to think about it like this. I want you to think about, let's say I own a field. I own a big fenced-in field, right? And I want something done in the field. I want to grow something there. But the field's full of horses. Now, that's not the end of the world. It's full of horses. And the horse poop is actually keeping me. There's something in the horse poop that keeps me from growing what I want to grow. Now, I tell you constantly, I'm going to figure it out. I've got to get rid of this horse poop. This horse poop has got to go. I'm telling you, I'm going to find a way to reduce this horse poop by half. I'm going to reduce horse poop by 90% in the field. What would you think my solution for reducing the horse poop is going to be? Let's be honest. Horses, they poop. That's inevitable. Remember the climate change movement? The climate change movement is all based on the idea that the carbon you're breathing out right now is poison. It's based on cow farts being poison. It's based on the oil and gas industry on which the entire world runs. It's based on that being poison. They're going to get rid of the horses. You can't get rid of what they want to get rid of without getting rid of the horses in the field. There's not another way to put it. By the way, I wanted to bring this up because I'm going to address this a little later on. But switching gears here a little bit, I had somebody... Someone emailed in, and we're working on it, don't worry about it, but emailed in that somebody was stalking her, wasn't sure, thought someone was stalking her. This was out of Connecticut. Don't worry, it doesn't matter for the show, but I just want to make sure I emphasize this, especially for women. You know I have a hero gun, too. Guys, I have a hero gun as a supplement to my other weapons. I have a hero arrow, which I really, really love, as a supplement to my weapons. But ladies, I just want to talk specifically to you. I know you know this. This is something that obviously women have. It's built into their instinct. I know you know that you're smaller and weaker. That you, in the mind of a lot of very horrible people in this world, you are prey when they see you coming. Someone else may see you as, you know, someone to be protected and someone precious and guarded, but there are a lot of people who look at you as prey. Make sure you have some way you can stop a predator, okay? Just make sure you do. Get a hero gun. It's a non-lethal gun. It shoots pepper balls 100 miles per hour. Get a hero arrow. I am in love with this thing. It's even smaller, has a different shape to it, fits more in your pocket and purse. It shoots this double blast of chemical pepper gel. Doesn't require a concealed carry permit. Anyone can use it, point and squeeze, all right? Hero2020.com, code Jesse, gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Get to some questions. Yo, Mr. Flamin' Hot Frito, or Cheeto Frito Bandito. My kids and I listen to your podcast every night in our hot tub. You are nailing every subject. I catch myself all the time saying, well said, Dr. Jesse. Plus, they are hearing the truth from you, not just from their dad. My son wants to know if you've ever ridden in a Chinook helicopter. We see Chinooks and Blackhawks and Apaches all the time by our house, and he can't get enough of them. If you have any helicopter stories from being deployed, we would love to hear one as we sit in our hot tub and listen. And listen, thank you. Says I can say his name. His name is Steve-O. All right. I have a couple helicopter stories. Now, full disclosure, I have been honest about this before. I don't get boat sick or scared on boats. I don't get air sick or scared on planes. I'm just not that type. And I don't get scared necessarily on helicopters, but I do not like helicopters. I do not seek them out. I can see a plane. I mean, people ask about the Alaska trip I just took where we were taking off and landing on the water. And aren't you worried about these small planes and stuff like that? Why would I be worried when I'm surrounded by water being on a plane that takes off and lands on the water? Even if the engine goes, I'm looking out at the wings. He's going to guide that bad boy down, and we're going to, Lord willing, land on the water. You know what your helicopter is going to do if that old rotor stops a spinning? That old helicopter becomes a rock. I don't like it. All right? I do not like it. That said, I have one story that I thought, well, that's not I think. I have one story that's actually very, very cool with the helicopter, and then one that I think probably makes me sound like a gigantic wuss. But I'm going to tell you both stories in the interest of full disclosure, because you asked a question, and it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And then as soon as I'm done with that, we were talking about the broken American family and how we have the highest single parent home rate in the world and whatnot. And someone wrote in, and he thinks he has the reason for our high percentage of single family homes. He says it's the welfare state. I don't agree. I don't disagree. I will explain all that still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. If you want to email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com.
Changing people's lives.
Chris, I can't help it. I can't help it. I tell you what, I feel like we need more Joe Biden permanently on the board. And here's why. I feel like we only have about 4, 5, or 6 months left before they make him resign. And then we're going to miss him. We'll miss him when it's just Dome up there, Chris. All right. Helicopter stories and the welfare state. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.